It's quiet again. Nothing resounds. Shh. Do you really hear nothing? No.
Yes.
There it is, that bubbling from just a minute ago, splattering amicably past your inquiringly open hearing. Your wildly open ear perceives sweet drum rolls and rumbling, wanting to get through as well. There's buzzing all around now, and you revel in the soft crunching. A hiss is calling to cherish your thirsty ear. Oh, how lovely all that gurgling and grumbling. This lightweight beeping is most welcome, as are that nicely driveling murmur and the tinkling that tickles your ear skin.
What about that snorting, though? Can you give it ear? And does that chattering fit anywhere? Isn't that trumpeting getting out of hand? Then block your hearing. You are blocking your ears, is what you're trying. But it won't work. Hearing is everywhere, and it knocks at every window of your cochlea, clatters at the oral gates left and right. Your ears are burning from the burbling. All the joints of your hearing system creak. Your head bellows all over and bongs in its bones. Bam! A delicious bang and a jolly boom. Your innards are thundering. How heavenly it shrieks and screams, rages and roars, hammers and thumps, thwack, slap. What a delight! Bang! Wallop! A blaring hullabaloo! A heavenly hubbub that shouts with laughter inside you! Rave! Ecstasy drones and beats. How it screeches and yelps and echoes and hoots in the sonic paradise in which you're listening. You hear! You hear! You hear! Sound. Sound.
I want to continue with a piece about a single letter, the letter R, and it's what I call a phonetic etude.